Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. This beautiful hadith is about those sins the punishment of which is hastened in the life of this world, right? As you know, every sin, you know, is deserving of punishment. It's up to God to forgive that person who has committed that sin or not, and depending on the nature of the sin, you know, if the person has committed repentance or not, has performed repentance, or he has not performed repentance, also the gravity of the sin, as well as whether it is a sin that has social repercussions or no. It's one of those sins that is not connected to the rights of other people. It's one of the acts in which the servant has trampled upon God's right. You know, all of this is something that should be analyzed in its own place. There are sins which the punishment of which, however, is hastened in the life of this world. Right? What are those sins? In this beautiful hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, he explains them. Imam Baqir said that the following is written in the book of Imam Ali. Just by way of parentheses, we can say that it's very famous that the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, during the life of the Holy Prophet, whenever revelation was revealed, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he would write certain things down regarding the verses which were revealed. Like, for example, when it was revealed, under what circumstances it was revealed, when it was revealed, he would write something about the meaning of the verse, the interpretation of the verse, and other things as well surrounding the verses that were revealed. And he did not get time to collect all of this information together in one place. After the demise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's famous that the commander of the faithful, he set a time aside, and he did this, and he gathered this together, and this book became famous as the Book of Ali, or the Book of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And you know, he offered to present this book to the Islamic society, to the masses, but unfortunately, for some reasons, we don't have time to get into. The people weren't ready, for this book, and so he kept it to himself. This book was passed down from one imam, alayhi salam, to the other, to the succeeding and subsequent imam, and this is one of those sources of the knowledge of the Aimma, alayhi salam. In any case, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that in the Book of Ali alayhi salam, this following was written: the perpetrator of any of the following three misdeeds will not die before seeing their evil consequences in this world. They are intimidation of others, cutting off one's blood relations, two, and taking false oaths, meaning falsely swearing and making an oath, which is false. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at sins that hasten punishment in the life of this world, in the words of Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد